Good morning and welcome to worship at Alamo United Methodist Church. We're glad that you came. God is present with us, Lord. As we gather here today, remember that God has called each of us. One time I thought that the ministry was only for the paid Christians, and not necessarily so. So as you go through this service, let God speak to your heart so that as you leave, you will be shining with His glory. For times of trouble, sometimes I have to turn to Scripture, but the one passage that I go to over and over again that brings me comfort is the 23rd Psalm. And the 23rd Psalm, I've looked at it in a number of translations, but I first learned it from the King James Version, and none of the other translations sound correct. And most of us have heard it so many times, but think about the words. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He prepares a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. My cup overflows. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff comfort me. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Words of comfort, words of expectation, words of promise. Pastor Ted?
Taylor, would you play a song for us, please?
Prayer.
We give thanks to you this morning, O gracious and merciful Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord, for bringing us here together. Some of us may not feel in the best. Some of us may have issues and worries on our mind. Some of us, Lord, that may have loved ones that are sick, and some may have problems and things that they just don't understand. Heavenly Father, we pray that today that you would help us through these situations, through these issues. And that, Lord, that you would teach us to trust and to walk with you. And, Lord, may our focus be on you this morning, nothing else. Strictly on you and your worship. You said you want worshipers who worship in spirit and truth. Help us to do that this morning. Thank you, Lord. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Would you stand for our opening hymn, Morning Has Broken? Morning has broken like the first morning. Blackbird for the singing, praise for the attention. Please be seated.
Myself, Frank's not going to be here this morning, but I knew that. I do encourage you to take your bulletin with you when you leave this place and use it throughout the week. We have the calendar for the week on the back of the bulletin, and I ask that you look through that. Find during the week a place where you can become involved and join us for some of the activities that we have going on. Also, on the inside of the bulletin, we have our prayers and our praises. And throughout the week, refer to those where so many people need to know God's presence. If you will do that, and that will also help. Birthdays, we've got Keith Williams, and on the 15th, Homer Vargas has a birthday coming up, and Mario Rivera also on the 18th. Gary and Stephanie Rigsby have an anniversary on the 13th. Wow. The Steve and Cheryl Migosh, I guess Steve will always remember their anniversary. It's on Valentine's Day. And as is the custom, we will sing happy birthday to those. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you. That always goes without saying. Would like to remind you that not this coming Wednesday, but Wednesday the 22nd, Ash Wednesday, and we will have a service about 6:30. So come by and join us for our Ash Wednesday service. Also, we will have, for the neighborhood, we will have what I like to call drive-by ashes, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., so that we can get people from the community also involved in our church. And do not forget to come on Mardi Gras, Fat Tuesday, 21st. Our pancake supper will be held in the B building. We would like to have all of you there. It's a custom that we've been doing for a number of years, and it's always a good time. Bye. Enjoy the pancakes, and there is a secret ingredient. Not too secret. And other announcements. We can't hear you.
Just make sure everybody come by to get a bowl of spaghetti and some garlic bread and some salad and some desserts after church. Oh, and just do me one favor. Let the family come over first, okay? Thank you.
just to make sure everybody hears and understands. The service will be at Port of Loring Wednesday 15th at 2 o'clock. Ms. Esther Berryman. Visitation will be between 12 and 2. So, and I believe if you need the address, just see me and I'll give you the address. But it'll be Wednesday at 2 o'clock. 1604. Thank you, Ann. Both what now? Gulf Canyon and 1604. Gold Canyon and 1604. That's all right. Okay. It's somewhere in San Antonio. No. Okay.
Google it.
Don't worry. We'll get there. Amen? Amen.
Look around. Look at those in front of you, your left and right, and those behind you. Where you leave today, find at least one. Welcome them and say, I'm glad that God brought you here.
I also wanted to extend for my family. You all are invited to dinner after services. Loving Father, I long for Christ, hunger and thirst for your righteousness in this world and in my own. I'm so thankful that Jesus clothed me in his righteousness when I trusted in him for salvation. Help me to know myself righteousness. I don't know all truth. Your praise and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Now is, let us prepare to give back to God our tithes and our offerings. Heavenly Father, as we come today, we come knowing that you love cheerful givers. So we ask that you receive our tithes and our offerings and use them to further your kingdom here on earth. In Christ's name, amen.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Good morning. The scripture message this morning comes from the Gospel of Matthew, the 5th chapter, beginning with the first verse. Now when Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on a mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him, and he began to teach them. He said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." The word of God for the people of God.
Thank you.
Good morning, church.
Morning.
Let us pray. I thank you, Heavenly Father, that I have peace with you through the death of Jesus, my Savior. I pray I may be a peacemaker in the place that you have put me by maintaining sweet fellowship with you and by sharing the gospel of grace with all I may meet. May I be used as your instrument of godly reconciliation and peacemaking in this distressed world. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Let us prepare to receive the message the Holy Spirit has given to Pastor Ted. Let us pray. Father God, we come together. We come seeking. We come listening. We come eager for your word. We ask, Lord, that you empower Pastor Ted. Empower your word. So that all that he says may be, let him be your instrument in this. And further, Lord, as we hear your word, let it burn within us. Let us take it to heart so that we may be your messengers to spread your word to a hurting world. These things we ask in the name of our Savior, Jesus. Our affirmation of faith is on number 886. 85, I can't. Well, that's what my bullet said. Okay, since the board says 885, doesn't matter what my bulletin says, we will do 885. It is titled A Modern Affirmation. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is the one true church, apostolic and universal, whose holy faith let us now declare. We believe in God the Father, infinite in wisdom, power, and love, whose mercy is over all his works, and whose will is ever directed to his children's good. We believe in Jesus Christ, Son of God and Son of Man, the gift of the Father's unfailing grace, the ground of our hope, and the promise of our deliverance from sin and death. We believe in the Holy Spirit as the divine presence in whereby we are kept in perpetual remembrance of the truth of mind, strength, and health. We believe that this faith should manifest itself in the service of love, as set forth in the example of our blessed, and to the end, that the kingdom of God may come upon the earth.
Good morning. Oh boy, I can see everybody's all excited this morning. What's on your mind? Jesus, I hope. Amen. Yeah, I guess there's an old saying: if something's going to go wrong, it's going to go wrong. Amen. if it's going to go wrong, it will go wrong. But that's all right. Amen. Amen. I tell you what, folks, I have had the opportunity to be a nurse these last few weeks, and it's been fun. I've really enjoyed it. I see now what my wife, she has to do. She's a caregiver for a living. But I got to tell you a little something about Tessie. Don't you guys dare tell her I said this, okay? I got to tell you. Boy, she just loves to be spoiled. Just loves to be spoiled. Now, I'll get up there and I'll... I'm just kidding. I'm just playing around. I'm glad to do it. It's a blessing to be able to help her, and she is recuperating fine. She's up and moving about and going around, and that therapist has had her, she had her almost outside yesterday. So she's doing fine, and we go back to see Dr. Fox on the 15th. So we thank you so much for your prayers and your concern. Our title this morning is A New Way. A New Way. Now, Jesus, he is a different kind of Messiah that the one that the people of Israel were looking for. You see, he didn't come as a conquering king, but he came as one who was gentle and lowly, and he was ready to give his very life for others. And the Beatitudes of Jesus are a powerful reminder that the blessings of the kingdom are not just for the rich and powerful, but it's for the meek, the brokenhearted, the gentle, the persecuted, and the forgotten. You see, they are available for all of us because all of us need Jesus. And he makes for us a new way for all to be saved and to experience the manifold blessings of God. Now, some folks will say, well, these sayings, these Beatitudes, and these scriptures in Matthew 5, verses 1 through 12, therefore, they're not for today. But I would disagree with that. I think they are the very teachings that we should be living by today, because these are the teachings that Jesus taught his disciples on that mountainside, and he's teaching them how they can live on this earth while they wait for his return. And if you notice, all the good things happen. The blessings, he says, they will be filled, and it talks about theirs is the kingdom of heaven. You see, the kingdom of heaven belongs to you, and all of you who name the name of Jesus as your Savior. But Jesus is saying here in these scriptures that there's some way that I want some things, ways I want you to live. I want you to do this and this. And listen to what he has to say. So our passage is titled The Beatitudes. And it's here we learn that the blessings of the kingdom are for those of lowly and brokenhearted. So we've read, James read the scripture, so I won't go through the scripture with you again, but you'll notice that Jesus saw crowds of people. You see, his ministry was beginning to gain steam. Not only were just, there were some people were coming, but there were people coming from all different walks of life. The religious, the not so religious, the weak, the lame, those that mourned, those that needed help, those that were suffering right now. And they were very large crowds, and they were coming out to see that who this Jesus was. Who was this man that was healing the sick? And he was preaching with such authority and such insight, you see. And in Matthew 4:28, it tells us that large crowds from Galilee, the capitalist, Jerusalem, and Judea, and the region across the Jordan, they all followed him. He had a very big following. And it says, and not only were there lots of people, but there were lots of different kinds of people. So, but I always wondered, you know, we preachers, we stand up. But Jesus, he liked to sit down. He would sit down on the mountainside. And I get that, you know. A lot of people are out there. He was probably more comfortable. But and he probably had a very good view of all those people. And maybe even the acoustics were better if he sat down. So there's a direct connection that being that God used as a mountain before to teach his people. You know, as you recall, he gave the Ten Commandments to Moses on Mount Sinai. And perhaps now Jesus is giving the Sermon on the Mount, as it's called, on this mountainside. So what's he teaching now? And why is so what's so important about this sermon that Jesus needed a mountain? What great truth is God bringing from heaven to earth? So we can see in 5:3 that Jesus opened his mouth to teach, and he says these unforgettable words. He says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God." And this poor spirit refers to those who recognize and bear their position. You who are suffering for the cross, for the cause of Christ. You know, the poor in spirit refers to those who are serving the Lord and are going through some things right now. Those who long to see God's restoration through the promised Messiah. They desire the kingdom to come now. And Jesus, he recognizes them that the most. If not all of the people who come out to see him, in fact, I would imagine they're all poor in spirit. I would imagine this morning there may be someone here today that's also poor in spirit this morning. You see, but in Jesus' ministry, blessings take on a very different form. Suddenly, in opposition to the old way, the old culture, the old Jewish culture, where they talked about blessings and they were linked with things like power and things like that. But here Jesus is linking blessings to things like persecution, poverty, humility, peacemaking, and even sickness. The blessings is not an earthly one tied to what you have or don't have. It's one that will come through a faith in Jesus and a commitment to the kingdom of heaven. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus preaches a new way. He offers a better commandment and teaching to the people of God. And you know what, folks? When he did this, just like it's doing now, it's turning the world upside down. So let's keep looking at Matthew 5, if you can, if you have your Bibles. It says, Jesus goes on to identify several more groups of people worthy of blessing. Those who mourn, the meek, those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, the merciful, the pure in heart, the peacemakers. These are the ones, the persecuted and the falsely accused. You know, these are the people that Jesus is preaching to. And even today, those that are suffering on this earth and suffering for the cause of Christ. You know, it's interesting to say also that he's not preaching to those, the unsaved. He's preaching to his disciples, those that know him, those that are waiting for something wonderful to happen. One of the things that happened on the Sermon on the Mount, that those that were in attendance, they were brought close to the Lord. You see, most of those people out there, they were the type of people that society today, we'd cast them to the side. You know, we say things to them like, "Hey, why can't you pull yourself together? You'll never amount to anything. You're worthless." You know, hopefully none of you have ever heard those awful words, but they're awful. You know. So, and some may have had those before. So, we have a real need for Jesus in these. You that are poor in spirit, you that are hungry and thirsty for God, you that have been persecuted, reviled, falsely accused for your faith, Jesus has a place for you. He brings you close and he says, you're blessed. He says, yours is the kingdom. He says, you'll be comforted. He says, you will inherit the earth. You will be filled. You will be shown mercy. And you will see God. And you will be called the children of God. You see, yours, it belongs, the kingdom belongs to us. Those that love the Lord and are washed in his blood and have named him as their Savior. Ephesians 2:19 says, you are no longer strangers and aliens, but fellow citizens with God's people and members of his household. So I would encourage us to go on this morning. Jesus is teaching us a new way with these Beatitudes. Now, you can look, if you look at these, at this scripture, verses 1 through 12, you'll see eight attitudes, I call them. Eight attitudes there. Attitudes. Attitudes are characteristics of how we should be living and waiting for Jesus' return. They are the poor in spirit, those who mourn, meek, those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, pure in heart, and the peacemakers, and those that are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
I believe that we are coming to the end. And when I say the end, I believe that Jesus is coming back very, very soon. And I believe that these Beatitudes that he's given us is a direct, is a blueprint, is a map of how we should live before him. And it's not going to be easy. We here at Alamo United Methodist Church at 4071 Foster Road, we are bridge builders. And I've said this several times, several times this month. We are bridge builders. We are here to show people the way, and the way is Jesus. We are here to show people that we can be forgiving and that we can love them, and in this community we can love them. But we must have these characteristics that Jesus has shown us today in the Beatitudes. I know this was 2,000 years ago, but I believe that these teachings are valid even today. Those who mourn, the peacemakers. I wonder this morning, are you a peacemaker this morning? Are you thirsting and hungering after righteousness? Are you looking for the things of God? Or are you only looking for the things that the culture can give you? Now, I got to tell you, folks, and some of you already know this, the culture can't give you what Jesus gives you. Amen? What the culture gives you is temporary. What the Lord teaches is eternal. Eternal. He tells us that the kingdom of heaven is ours. So what do we have to worry about? What are we concerned about? We should be concerned about nothing but following the Lord, doing what he wants us to do. And if you ever come to a point where you say, Lord, I don't know what to do, just grab your Bible and start reading it and praying. Amen? And I will guarantee you that he will show you exactly what you are to do. He will teach us the way to be a bridge in this community. He will teach us the way how we ought to love one another. Jesus has a new way. A new way. And that's the way of love. It's the way of meekness, the way of lowliness, the way of being humble. And I'm not talking about being a mat for anybody. What I'm talking about is being humble and meek before our Heavenly Father and telling him, Lord, I can't do it by myself. I made a mess of it. I need you to help me. So as I close this morning, I want you to understand that this new way is for us. And it's for us to live our lives. And no, it's not going to be easy. It's going to be hard. It's going to take a lot of prayer, a lot of prayer, and a lot of prayer. And then when you get through praying, you ought to get up and do something. Amen? And then it's going to take action. So I want you to leave here knowing this, that the teachings of Jesus are real and they mean something. and that they will carry me through, and they will help me to go through this life. That it's all right if I'm mourning. It's all right because I know I'll be comforted one day. It's all right if I'm being persecuted and folks they laugh at me and call me a Bible thumper or whatever they want to call me. It's all right because I know that one day the kingdom of heaven will be mine. It's all right if I'm a peacemaker. I would rather see peace in a home rather than strife and angerness and evil. It's all right. These are the things that Jesus wants us to do. So saints, this morning, I encourage you to keep on praying, to keep on loving, and keep on reading your Bible, and keep on reaching out to Jesus. Because you know what, folks? Jesus loves you very, very much. And whenever you realize that, oh my goodness, whenever you realize that what Jesus did for you, the agony and the pain that he went through, just for you, just for me, oh, you'll fall on your knees and say, Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for this beautiful Sermon on the Mount. Thank you for these Beatitudes. Thank you for showing me the way. Thank you, Lord. Gracious and merciful Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have taught us this morning, that you have shown us and in your word, shown us how to live for each other, how to live for you, Lord. And Lord, we thank you, and we know that you're coming again soon, and we cannot wait. But while we're waiting, Lord, help us, guide us, teach us, protect us, and be with us. We know you will. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. The altar is open for anyone that wishes to come. Anyone that may want to pray for yourself or pray for someone else. Anyone that may have an issue in their life that they can't handle. Anyone that may be feeling just a little, say, hey, I don't know what's wrong with me. Maybe what you need is Jesus. The altar is open for anyone who don't know the Lord as their Savior. Oh, if you're one of those, I pray that you will not be out of the ark of safety when the Lord comes. The altar is open for anyone that wishes to come.
We stand for our hymn of invitation. Be thou my vision. Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. God be all else to me, save that thou art. Thou my best Lord, by day or by night. Waking or sleeping, thy presence my light. Be thou my wisdom.
As you leave this place, I want you to, and you do this on your own, ask the Lord to search your heart. Ask him to search it. Search it. If there's anything in there that's not right, ask him to remove it. Amen? And I ask you to do this because until you do that, you'll get things right with the Lord. Then you can move on. Then you can live these Beatitudes. But until we get things right with the Lord, us do that. God bless you. God bless you, and God bless you.
Continue to keep all of our homebound members in our thoughts and prayers. Esther Goins, Elizabeth Rosales, Hector Martinez, and Jim and Linda. Lord, hear our prayers. Continue to keep our country, all of our people of the U.S., around the world, our first responders, medical people. You'll get a chance to give them thanks. Keep everyone in our thoughts and prayers. Prayers of support, uplifting for the earthquake victims in Turkey and Syria. God be with them. And get over this. Get through this tragedy. Continued prayers of support for the people of Ukraine. Prayers of support for all of God's children. We all need. Continued prayers for Gerda's sister, Emma Gard. Prayers for David and Lisa Edwards. They're struggling with some health issues, so keep them in your thoughts. Continued prayers of support for Virginia Molinoff's granddaughter, Reagan. She's quite a bit of health issues. Lord, hear our prayer. And Virginia, if you're hearing me, give thanks to your son. Appreciate yesterday. Continue prayers for the Garcia and for Fuentes family on the loss of Rose's brother-in-law last week. Lord, hear our prayers. Continue prayers for the Jag family, friends of Joni, and also give joy for Joni's friend Clark Hood, who is, thanks be to God. Continued prayers of healing and recovery for Tessie Robinson, and also for Keith Souter. He had knee replacement this past a week, same day as Tessie, so. Oh, that's right, a week later. Yeah, his was last Monday. But according to Dixie, Keith is doing well. So hallelujah. Thanks be to God on their continued recoveries. Also, Dixie asking prayers for her sister Martha. She had surgery, and now she is in hospice. Prayers for Dixie and her sister Martha's family. Lord, hear our prayer. Also, Patricia Hollins, Simon, mother-in-law, is in hospital, very ill. She is 93 years old. Lord, be with the family and keep them well and bless them. This is from Ann's family. Lord, hear our prayers. And it is so wonderful to see Bonnie this morning. Hallelujah. Thanks be to God with Bonnie with us this morning. Also, for Lance Shaw, him and Sonny are not here. Hear our prayers for them. Also, for Vicki Ballman, Kathy Bedell, and all of them, all of their families. Lord, hear our prayers. Continues prayers of support for Jean and Elaine Bixler. God continue to be with them and Elaine through terrible setback that she's had. Lord, hear our prayers for the Bixler family. Prayers of support and also joy for Selma and her family and Sherry St. Michael here this morning? No, Michael is 7 light years. I apologize, Selma. I got Michael mixed up, so. But they are here, and we will join them shortly next door for a luncheon and celebration of life and support for Sherry's family and for Selma's family. Lord, hear our prayers. Also, want to give ask for prayers for Dad. He fell and busted his head Friday. He whacked it pretty good. His physical mobility is, we all see, so unfortunately he fell. Instead of falling on carpet, he fell on the kitchen floor, and he's got a pretty good gash on the side of his head. He said he wouldn't come today, and obviously he didn't. Asking for prayer. We've also got a lot of joys to be thankful for, and for all of God's children to go out and do His work and spread His word and bring healing and joy and comfort. And Pastor Tom, myself, or some of them that go and visit a lot of our homebound. So, any chance you can, say hello, give a call, text, email, you know, a family, a friend, a church member, but just let them know that they're thought of, that they're not forgotten, and every chance you can, be kind to people. Just, you know, that's what God wants us to do, is to be kind and be thankful. So go out, have fun. Celebrate with Selma. And Wednesday we'll be spending time with Laura and her family. Meantime, just spread God's word and watch the game tonight. Hallelujah.
Let us prepare for prayer. Oh, Lord, this is a blessed, blessed time for us, because you said where your believers are gathered together, you said, Lord, that you would hear us. And we call upon you right now, Lord, right now, Jesus. You've heard these prayer requests. Lord, you know the issues that are going on in each one of our hearts, in our lives, things that we won't tell anybody but you. We ask for mercy, Lord. We ask for mercy. We deserve it. We don't deserve it, Lord. But you gave it because of your love. Mercy. We throw ourselves on your mercy this morning. We ask, Lord, that you would help those folks in Turkey and Syria, the earthquake. Oh, Lord, those that are suffering even right now with the loss of loved ones. Those, Lord, that are suffering, Lord, because of issues with their health, issues in their family. Lord, issues in their spirit, we ask that you would help them even right now, Lord. And help us here at Alamo, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us to carry the light. Lord, to be salt and light. Be what you want us to be in this community, in this church. Help us, Lord. Have mercy on us, Lord. We need you this morning. Please help us. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Jesus commanded, and as you leave this place, you know that God is there to take away those things that bind you, that keep you down. Let him give you joyful spirits. And it is our custom at this time to say the Lord's Prayer. At one time, I was at a meeting at several denominations, and in the Lord's Prayer, some asked for forgiveness of sins, some asked for forgiveness of debts, and some asked for God's mercy in a number of ways. But as we go through this time, let the words that so humbly are on your heart speak for. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Now may the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you, remain with you always.
Hear I am, Lord.